أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا أملك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا إلا ما شاء الله ولو كنت أعلم الغيب لاستكثرت من الخير وما مسني السوء إن أنا إلا نذير وبشير لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 188 of Surah Al-A'raf, continuing from the previous surah, from the previous ayah. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala responded, told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to respond when the Quraysh would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when is Qiyamah? Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very basic aqidah, a very basic belief that all of us should have. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimul ghayb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the unseen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm is ilm muhit. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is all encompassing. There was never a point in time in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself had not known something and then came to know. Or Allah Ta'ala knew something and Allah Ta'ala will forget, wa na'udhu billah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's knowledge encompasses everything and all things. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then passed on knowledge to the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And there could be no individual that is more knowledgeable than the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. After Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the greatest of all knowledge was given to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, undisputed. But there can never be a parallel, there can never be an equal to the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever knowledge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala passed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that knowledge Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grasped, he acquired, he had known. Many things about the unseen, what happens in the qabr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. What would happen on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also informed us, like the Quran also informs us. Then we find in the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many events that were going to take place, Ghulibati Rum and all of that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. What is going to happen before Qiyamah, the signs of Qiyamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. So one is the knowledge of Allah ta'ala unparalleled. Allah ta'ala's ilm is ilm muhit. Allah is alimul ghaib. Allah ta'ala passed the knowledge to Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And all the Anbiya had such knowledge that nobody else would have. And then out of the Anbiya, the greatest and most knowledgeable was our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But his knowledge can never be equated to the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not possess the power with regards to myself, my own nafa, my own benefit, وَلَا ضَرًّا, and my own harm, illa ma sha Allah, except what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had desired. Everything happens through the mansha and the desire of Allah. Benefit and harm, profit and loss, good and bad, all of it comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. I do not have this ability even with regards to my own self. Walau kuntu a'lamul ghaib. If I were the alimul ghaib, the knower of the unseen, lastakthartu min al khair, then I would have amassed, I would have accumulated a lot of good. What this ayat means is that wama massani yasu, and no evil would have touched me. That had I known what would happen to me ahead, there was the day when I was in the cave of Hira, then I got this verse Iqra. Then there was a time when Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ. Now I had to go out وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. I had to go out and I had to deliver this message. Had I had known what would happen ahead, that Abu Lahab would have taken a stone and thrown it towards me, that they would have been harsh towards me, then I would have accumulated a lot of good to mitigate, to come in between the harm and the difficulties that would have come between me and the difficulties that they had imposed upon me. Had I known that there would be a time that I would have to leave Makkah because of difficulties, then I would have accumulated all the good so that that would have not happened. And one very beautiful example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes to Makkah in the 6th year of the Hijrah with the intention of Umrah. He has his ihram plus minus 1,500 sahaba join Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was stopped in Makkah in Hudaybiyah and he was unable to go forward. That knowledge he didn't have until that time when he was stopped. Had he had that knowledge, obviously he would have planned and prepared differently. So hence, all of that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In ana illa nadhirun, certainly I am but a nadhir. In other words, I am a warner. Allah ta'ala had sent me with this responsibility. Wa bashirun, and I am a bringer of glad tidings. Whoever accepted Iman, Islam, does good, I will give them the glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me, لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, to those people who have knowledge. So the whole sum total of everything is this, that Allah Rabbul Izzat is most knowledgeable, His ilm is ilm muhit. Allah passed that to Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, whatever Allah ta'ala so desired, and then the greatest of all of them was our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but yet he did not have knowledge of when Qiyamah will come. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.